Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schuss for Mar Miras Sheikh of Nishmas. Mar says to Bas Rav Shimon, we're going to be talking about the Yin of Cheskas Mammon, Shir Psicha for the Marain of Rabbeinu Rabbi Amzit Sal, Sechas Bab Mitzia. As Machlokas and Mufarshim, what the Gather of Cheskas Mammon is, the Rivash in Rech Samach Vav writes that if somebody's made with Asin and then Adam come, he was over an Avera, and we don't know when he was over the Avera. And what we say is, Hashtu the Nifsa. We say that the Psul occurred now, and the Aegis that he's made is Kshela. So he did an Avera, we don't know when he did the Avera. So what we do is, we say that he is a Cheskas Kashus, that when he gave the Aegis, he was Kasher. And the Mela, the Eidus is an Eidus Ksheira. Fuck the Ksais and Lamedala Sif Kotten Hey, Maishnami Mikva Shininda Vimsachosir, Shanacha Umrim Shakola Tarot Shanasua Gabav Tmeot, Mishum Dika Tarti the Reyesa, Hame Tome Alchas Kaso, Vare, Chosir Lefanecha. So, how's this any different? Ask the Ksais from a Mikva that was measured and found to be Chosir. So we say that all the tyrus, Shinasu al Gabav, all of the tyrus that were, anything that was purified in this mikvah, if it was measured and found to be chaser, are tmeis. Why? Because you have tarati l'reisa. What's the tarati l'reisa? Number one, hamei tamei al cheskaso. And number two, are chaser lefanecha. Number one, bimami de tamei, and it's cheskas tuma. Number two, Harei Chaser Lefanecha, in front of us, the Mikvah's Chaser. So you see that you have Tardi L'Reisa. We passel here also. Why don't we say that B'mami D'mami B'chis Kasel and Harei Pasul of Fanecha. In front of us, he's Pasul. So the same board. So the Nesiva says, "If Kotan Tesvav, Lefiani Estaiti Deloy Kasha, the Shiny Hocha B'Taylus, the Shnei Chazakos Chazakos Hamavaris, and Mitzdar from the Virus in Nechsem Yikayim, and Shenkein Cheskas Mammon, the Lav Chazak Hamivaresi, Hak She'en Yicholim LaHotzi Miad Amuksak Below Raya Mitam Svaro Mikra, Kimavur Perakam." So what does the Nesiva say? The Nesiva says that it's not a kasha, because here's different, because by Tyrus, these two chazakas are chazakas hamavaros. In other words, the chazaka de meikara that hamei tamei al cheskaso and the chazak of now very chaser lefanecha are chazakas hamavaros. Hashenkin cheskas mammon is not a chazaka hamavaros. It doesn't clarify who the money belongs to, a cheskas mammon. Rather, what is a cheskas mammon? Either for svara from a pasuk. We say when someone has money, you can't take it away from him. It doesn't prove that it's his. Just without a svar, you can't take it. And therefore, these two chazakas can't be mitzdarev. Because one chazaka is a chazaka hamevareres, that the eidim are psulim lefanecha. But the other chazaka is a cheskas mammon. What's the cheskas mammon? That it was his before, so we can assume it's his now. So if we're talking about a cheskas mammon, it was his before, it's his now. So that doesn't prove that it's really his now. Just if you can't know if proof otherwise, he gets to keep it. So this, since these are two different types of chazakas, one's a chazakam of Vereris and cheskas mammon is not. So the din is that they're not in starif. That's the kasha on the Teretz of the Kasha of the Ktzos. Ktsos wanted to compare it to a mikvah shinu de mitzachasa. No, they're the two chazakas. I mean, starif to say the mikvah is possible because they're both chazakas hamavaros. But here, by cheskas mamon, it's different because a cheskas mamon is not a chazaka mavareros, so it's not starif to the chazaka that is mavareros, that the edim are psulim, that's mavareros, that they were possible before. Chazaka dahashta, it's like that before as well. But the chazaka of the money is a different type of chazaka. That's a chazaka that you just can't take it away unless you have proof to the contrary. However, the ktsos goes to the shitasa, she will be able to come on the simon leish peis if cut in days. Shemashila is lena b'momen achar haroiv. That we don't go by momen achar harov, rather we go after the cheskes momen, even though we hold normally. Rubel chazaka ruba odif, but not by momen. By momen we don't go after the roiv. We go after the chazaka of cheskes momen, because cheskes momen is better than all the chazakas. Because in every chazaka to make kara, in kan achshav chazaka. Shereize gufanu mistapkin, ulai kvar yotze mechazaka rishayna. Bechol hachazaka hu meikara, mashen kem cheskes momen, hachazaka hi achshav da momen tachas yadai. Ayin sham bedivrei haktsois, is mevuar shehaktsot sover, shechazkat momon hi chazaka gemura. He says chazaka is cheskes momen, it's like any other chazaka, it's very strong. He says that cheskes momen is adifa mikol hachazakas, it's better than all the chazakas. ואדרב, עדיף המיני, כיוון והיא מצד ההווה ולא מצד העבר. לכן מקשה הקצות, שלמה שלא נאמר, תרתי לרייסה, שנצרף החזקס ממן, הרי פוסל לפניכו. כשהיא הוצאת חזקס ממן, זה ספק איזה חזק, אלא כן ידר חזק. Because any חזק עד מי קורא, there's no חזק עד. Now, that's the suffix, did it stay the way it was. But cheskes mamon is a chazak of now. The mamon is tachas yada. So that's a real chazak. That's not just a. We have no proof to the contrary. It's a real chazak. So why isn't that mitzdarif to the other chazak? Let's be mitzdarif the cheskes mamon to arei pasul lefanecha. Just like we're mitzdarif the chazak of the neikar of tuma to arei pasul lefanecha. As midivrei rishonim nira'a. שחזקת ממון היא חזקה גמורה או כדברי הקצות. It seems like the קצות from Rishayim, that it's a חזקה גמורה. רשי, כסובס, דף עין הר, מבייס, writes, אפילו במקום שאין חזקת ממון עמדס נגדה להכחישה. So Rashi there says that a חזקת ממון is a פסק דין of חזקה that's מכחיש חזקת הגוף. So you see that it's strong like a regular חזקה and it's a contradicts the cheskes haguf, talking about that woman having mumen. So the mumen is stronger. Chen mevor b'marik shekasa di alfin cheskes mamon minigayim, kumo di alfin perakam b'chulin chazaka d'meikar mikar d'negayim. It's a psak din shel chazaka kochol chazaka d'meikara, because you learn it from the gayim, from tzaras. That's when you have tzaras in the wall, you leave the house, you assume that it's still there. Also comes out that way from the Truman Sedeshim. It's a psak of chazak, and it's not just leave the money there. The question is that it says Lahejin the Gemara at the beginning of Shoshanag Chatzaporo, Shamoitzi mechaveiroi olavarayo. And that's Misvara. What's the Svara? Chayivle ke'eva ozi lebe asya. That if somebody has a pain, let him go to the doctor. The kayv lekeiva, azil lebei asya. That if somebody has a problem, if somebody has your money, so you go get it. And so motzi mechaveiro v'raya. So you see from this that it's not a psak din. It's just he has the money and you want it, so go get it. But it's not a psak din that it's his. You see that cheskes mamon is a psak din kuchola, so you see it's not a psak din. He's holding on to it. On the other hand, you have numerous rishon, the Ma'arik, Rashi, the Truman Sedeshim. They all hold that it's a psak din. So the answer is l'chor that it's both. Cheskes mamon is a psak din shel chazaka kuchola chazakas, like we see from the rishonim. Also, it's a motzi mechaber v'raya, the man de koyv lekeva also the bayase, like we see in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. So is Lahedi and the Chuvus of Rebbe Kibegan, Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. אז מבואר בסוגיה דתקפו קויין שחזקס ממן מהני רק לספק ממן. לא לספק איסו. In other words, when someone has a חזק on ממן, it only helps for the ממןס aspect. But not for the איסר aspect, that's tolerating the ממןס aspect. Because if you have a ספק בחור, you go after the ספק חזקס ממן, and your ממן יפה חזקס ביילן, then it's his. He doesn't have to give to the קויין. Nevertheless, it's עזר בגיץ על עבודי מספק, שרק לגבי הספק המוצא מהניה, הספק ממן, מהניה הפסק של חזקס ממן, לא אמר שאין לבחור, אבל לגבי הסופג, איסור גיזו ועבודו, לא אמהניה הפסק של חזקס ממן. So only לגבי הסופג ממן, only לגבי הסופג ממן, it's the פסק of Cheskes Maman says that it belongs to this person. It belongs to the non-Kohen. But by the Sufik Yisr of Gizah Avoda, the Psak of Cheskes Maman is ineffective. But Zeg Gufa Tzarechim, Chazak Adonai Kar Mahani L'chol Ma Shetali B'Sufik, Bein Yinim Yisr, Bein Yinim Maman, like we see in many places, Amayishna Cheskes Maman, the Lai Mahani, that's the Cheskes Maman, doesn't impact the Sufik Yisr, whereas the Chazak Adonai Kar does impact. Says that everything that's tallowing, that's suffic, is we say it's whatever the Chazak Omeikara says, everything else impacts everything else as well. It impacts the other sphakis as well. Whereas Cheskes Maman only impacts the Maman, not the Yisr. So in the Ayin B'tshuvas Baal and Asivas, the Baal Echem B'Shloima, brought in Echem B'Shlomo, and Arachayim and Simon Beis, who I made on this, and he proves, Kishitase, the Cheskes Maman, not a Psak Din of Chazakah. It's only Medina Moitzi Mechavrel Varai, and therefore it only works for Mammon. Al Totsiyan Misafik, but Psafik Yisr, it doesn't help. Mashenkin Chazak to Meikara, which is a Psak Din of Chazaka, that's going to help for everything that's Talui in the Safik. However, we prove from the Rishonim not like that. We saw from the various Rishonim that it's not only a don't take it out unless you have a Raya, but it's also a Psak Din, so if it's a Psak Din, that should impact all the other Sfekas as well. So we have a problem. Ran in the Sugya of Tokfa Koyin writes, "In Tim Siloima Tokfa Ein Motziim Miyada, given that the Sufik Shneim Yeri Medes came, Hafa Gavta LeGabi Mamon Hediyot Ein Motziim Kol Chetzi LeChetzi Shema Nereshus HaToyfes, Avol Reshus Gavoya in Megdishoy B'chol Mokom Huchal MiSufik, given that the Sufik Yeri Medes. The Loelam Eimalan the Tokfa Koyin Motziinos in Miyada." The Ran holds that even according to the Tzad, that Klapei Shmaya Galia, that the Chefetz belongs to the person who isn't holding on to it, if we hold Tokfa Koyin Motziin Miyada, that if the coin attacks, you take it away from him, he has no Zchus Mamon in the Chefetz, and therefore, if he's makdish, it's not even suffic hektish, vade locha la hektish, because he has no schus mamon in the chayfetz. And that's because the cheskes mamon changes the etzim schus mamon shel agavra. Since we pass in alidea cheskes mamon, that the mamon belongs to the muhsuk, the mele shebevade ein lo sheni bo shum schus mamon. Even on the tzadik lapi shmaya galia, that the object belongs to him. Because the Ran says that if Tokfa Koyin Motziin Miyada, then it's Chal Misafik. But if Tokfa Koyin Motziin Miyada, then the Hekdesh of the coin is Chal. Because the person has a Schus Mamon, so that even if Klapei Shmaya Galia belongs to the coin, his Hekdesh isn't effective. It also comes out like this from the Gemara. Chen Mivua Mimad Ita B'Gemara Sham. So if you say tak for coin that you don't take it away from him, how can you put this suffix b'chor in the this animal that was suffix counted as one of the for Maisa Behema How does he go back into, how do we count him? Turns out it was really Mammon Kohen. So if it was really Mammon Kohen, if you say Takfo Kohen, anyone seen us in the other, so it might be Mammon Kohen. But it's Mavur Shalaman the Amar, she Takfo Kohen might see the other, so we don't care if the animal is really Pater Aliba the Emes, that it was really counted for Maaser Behema, that it could be counted again. Because if you hold the Emotzi and the Yada, so because the person who, meaning you would take it away from the coin if he's Tekev, so the person holding onto it is a Chus Mammon. If he's a Chus Mammon, it means it's really his. Even if a Liba the Emes, it belongs to the coin, Loch Patlan. Loch Patlan. Why not? Because he is a schus mammon, and the schus mammon means that it's his al pi din, and therefore it's not mammon shel kohen anymore. If you hold takfo kohen and motzino simiyade, and we don't care if klapi shmaya galia, filu al atzad she klapi shmaya galia, that it's pidyon peter chamor. Slicha, here we're talking about pidyon peter chamor, like I said before. I jumped in. Here it says, it's talking about a braisa, a sveikos, the tefillin, that they were poda, safek, pitrei chamor, shein v'yad Yisrael. So nechnasim ladir, with the other sheep, they go in for a maiser. So you say, takfo kohen, ein motzi in v'yado. So he's poda, man amam shel kohen, because this belongs to the kohen. The answer is, the takfo kohen, motzi in v'yado. And therefore, this sheep really belongs to the Jew. And even on the tzadik, la pishmai galia, that it does belong to the kohen, we don't care. We don't care because it's not Mamono Shel Kohen. Even if Klapi Shmai Galit is Pidyon Peter Chamor, it doesn't matter because he has a Cheskes Mammon on this animal. Since he has a Cheskes Mammon on this animal, it's Mamish his. But by Chazaka de Meikara, it's not so. This isn't the Seft and Tyrus. If you have two Shvilin, Echotame Vechotar, and he goes in the first one, and then he goes in the Beis HaMikdash, he does Hazai, purifies himself, and then he's Tovel, and then he goes into the second shvil. One is Tami, one is Tar. And then he goes again into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv. So the first time he was allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash because he purified himself. Barishon v'nichnas, in other words, the first one, he was Matur to go because he's a Cheskes Taira. So he goes into the first one, on Cheskes Taira, he purified himself, and he goes in the second one. He's also allowed to go into the second one, he's a Cheskes Taira. But Mamanoshek, one of the times, it was Aser. One of the times he was Takatame. We don't know which year was Tame. But each time we're Ramad al Cheskes Tayr. Nevertheless, it's Chayiv. Mubal Mizeh, She Chazaka de Meikara, doesn't change the Etzim Isser. The Chazaka de Meikara is only a Psak Klapi Agavo. Chazaka de Meikara is only a Psak for the person. And therefore, even though I'll call Knisa but Knisa, it was a psak that it's mutter for the person to go in, but the isser of the kinesa of the mikdash doesn't change. Now it doesn't change the etzim isser. Cheskes mammon to change the etzim isser. Here it doesn't. If it did, it would be chayiv. Here he's chayiv. So here we go. Liba demis, and liba demis. One of the two times he was tamei. Even though for the gavra we would give him a psak each time he's tar, but here we know no. One of the two times he's tamei. So memela he's chayiv. So by cheskes chazak de meikar it changes the mitzvahs. Cheskes mammon. A chazak de meikar doesn't change the. We care about Klapi Shmaya Galia. So here Klapi Shmaya Galia, that he was Tamei, so he's Chayiv when he went into the Mikdash. Cheskes Mammon, we don't care Klapi Shmaya Galia. The Mammon sees, the Mammon sees. So what's the Pshat? Pshat is as follows. Levayir Tanya. But even though Cheskes Mammon is Midin Chazaka, nevertheless, it's different than Chazaka de Meikara, but it's not Yisrael Gidra. That Chazaka de Meikara is a din behochas sveikis bechola Torah kula. That when there's a suffix, Hishtanus, Ma'amidim also al Cheskas, Vamrin de Loin Hishtanta. Chen cheskes mamain ein akein. Cheskes mamain ein akein. Lo yhavi psak mitzad hilchas sveikis. Shelo matzanu behilchas sveikis. Shel kol ha-toira chazaka kein cheskes mamain. Ela havi psak mitzad hilchas mamain. When you talk about chazaka, the main cards it didn't hilchas sveikis. When there's a safik ishtanus, we say that it didn't change. Cheskes mamain is not like that. Cheskes mamain is not a psak. It's at Hilchas Sveikas, because we don't find in Hilchas Sveikas, Shekola Torah, a chazaka like cheskas mammon. Rather, it's a psak mitzad hochas mammon. It's not a psak mitzad hochas fekas, it's a psak mitzad hochas mammon. That if the mammon's becheskaso and he has a suffix, if the mammon is shaykh to him, so we're mammon the mammon becheskaso. Hashem came becheskad meikara, kakon beishadish. Misafek im nitgarsha, or lo nitgarsha, shema'amidin ota. בחזקת אשת איש, ואמרינן, דלא מתגרשה, ששם הרי פשוט, שאינו מצד הוכס אשת איש. If you have a חזק of a מייקרה, like by אשת איש, you're מסובב שהיא divorced or not, ומאמד עושה בחזקת אשת איש, and we say she wasn't divorced, because there it's פשוט, that it's not מצד הוכס אשת איש. But there's a din if there's a suffix in the gerush in Ramamir b'chizkas it's a psak who chol tarakula. By suffix ishtanis Ramamir on her chazaka that she's still married. Here it's not a psak by mammon. It's not a psak mitzad hochas fekas. Rather, it's a psak mitzad hochas mammon. That if the mammon is b'chizkaso, he's a suffix. If we have a suffix, if the mammon is his, we say that it's his. We don't have that in other tzfekas. That's in someone's possession, and therefore we keep it that way. That's the way it is here. Otherwise, we have a suffix. Don't lo l'shanot et ha-metziyut. Ikaron I hishtanut. I don't want to hear the Rashi Weiss phrasing. Ve'al pi zeh mitba'er ma shechizkat mamon lo mo'ila l'safek isur. Shekivan shechizkat mamon. Now we understand why chizkas mamon doesn't have for chizkas isur. Because cheskas mammon is not a psak b'lachas sveikas, it's a psak just in the mammon. It's a psak in the mammon, it doesn't impact the other sveikas. And now we also understand why cheskas mammon affects even if klapi shmaya galia. It's not so, mashen ken other sveikas, other chazakas. Because cheskas mammon is a psak aletzim mammon, and therefore it changes the etzim schias mammon, mashen ken other chazakas, are psak in alchas sveikas. So psak in alchas sveikas is effective for the person. Not a psak about the money itself, it's a psak about the person. Person can assume that things didn't change. But if Klapi Shmaya Galia, we know that there is an Isser here, like with the Shnei Shvilim, one Tame, one Tar. So we know that when he went to the Mikdash, one of them he went after each time he went into the Mikdash. So we know that he's Tame, because one of the times it was Tame, even though Klapi Him, we would say each time, Yulachas Kastara. Klapi Emes, no. Because that's in Kola Torah Kula. There we go, Liba Demes. But here it's a Chazak and the Etzim Amom, the moment's his. We don't care about Klapi Shmaya Galia because it's really his. And with this, we can also understand what the answer the Nesivus is kash. Avraham Nachem the Shleiman Ibn Ezra Sim Chavdal Tzivkan Tzvav. How does Rav hold Olchem Mamon Achar Ro? Why don't we say that we some smoke miyuta lechaskas mam Rishulei Ruva? We have arrived. He says Rav says Olchem Mamon Achar Ro. Yeah, but why don't we say that there's a miyut against the Rov and there's also lechaskas mamon Rishulei Ruva? So from this, the Nesivus proves that Cheskas Mom is not a psak of Chazak, it's a Svara Mosim Echad Ra'al V'raya. And therefore, Hochem Mom and Achar Rov, so we don't care that there's a miyut and a Cheskas Mom against him. It's not a regular psak of Chazak, it's a Svara Mosim Echad Ra'al V'raya. You have a Raya, take it out, if not, not. But we said no, that Cheskas Mom is also a Chazak of the Mura. So how does Rav hold Hochem Mom and Achar, Cheskas Mom and Achar Rov? Why don't we say smoch miyut lechaskas mam v'isulei ruba? Based on what we understand, we explain, we understand very well that together smoch miyut lechazaka v'isulei ruba is that the chazaka strengthens the tzad of the miyut. You have a rov, you have a roiv, and then you have against that a chazaka with a miyut. So the chazaka is mechazik the miyut, and therefore isulei ruba. That's all shayich with chazaka the meikar, which is the psak and olchasvekas. There we can say that the chazaka is mechazik the tzad hamiyut, which is one of its tadei asufik. Machinkin cheskas mamon. It isn't a psak in the Lusvek, it's a psak in the mammon. And the mela can't be mechazik, it's a suffix of the mute, because it's not a psak, but etzma suffix. These are two different issues. There's the cheskas mammon, etzma mammon, and then there's the mute. The mute tells us about the suffix, but the psak of the cheskas mammon doesn't. The mute is a bearer of the suffix, that which side is right. So there's a mute, that this side is right. That's different than the moment, where there's a chazak and that's in the moment that it's his. So those can't be mitzdarev, And in Mela, we don't say Smoch Pnuto v'Chazak of Yisrael Ruba, because the Miut is different than the Chazak Chazkas Mammon. And the Mela, Hocha Mammon, Achar Arav. Ve'al Pizze Gamken, Lo Kasheh Kushia Taktzot. Shebeidu Alav Shu Rasha, why don't we say Tati L'Reisa? But there's a Chazkas Mammon, and a Reishel Chalofanecha. So, when someone was made, and we don't know if he's a Rasha or not when he was made, so why don't we say Tati L'Reisa, Rasha L'Fanecha Nechazkas Mammon? The answer is, Tati L'Reisa is Shaykh only where the two Chazakas are Psak and Anisafik. Mikvah Shenimda Dunim Tzuchaser. There's a Psak and Anisafik that this person was made Karatame, and there's a Psak and Anisafik that the Mikvah is now Nim Tzuchaser. Mashen Ken Kan, Becheskes Mammon, Barei Rasha L'Fanecha, Becheskes Mammon is a Psak and a Mammon, and not in the Yetzim HaSafik. Barei Rasha L'Fanecha is a Psak and the Yetzim HaSafik, and not in the Mammon. And there's no tzeref between them at all. And because of this, Tarati L'Reisa isn't Shaykh. Because these are two different things. Cheskes Mammon and Arei Shulcha L'Fanecha. Cheskes Mammon is a Psak and a Mammon, not in the Yetzim HaSafik. And Rasha L'Fanecha is a Psak and a Safik. If a Safik is a Kasher Eid or not. So that's not its tarif to the Cheskes Mammon, which is a different type of Chazakah. We paskin like Shmuel, Ein Ocha Mammon Achar Ro, we go off to the Cheskes Mammon. So why is it different than Yisuhim? That we say, we asked before, Ruv Chazakah, Ruv Adif. And Shmuel says, no, Ein Ocha Mammon Achar Ro, we go off to the Chazakah. So why normally? Ruva Chazaka Ruba Adif, and by Cheskes Mammon the Chazaka is better. Based on what we explain, we understand very well. Ruva Chazaka Ruba Adif, because the Chazaka is a Psak inside of Chesfekas, and the Safek causes us to go after the Chazaka. Because when Makam Safek, the Torah says, Ma'amin and Davi Chazkas, it's Ruva Chazaka Ruba Adif. The role of his poem, the Safek, that the Safek won't be Garam, the Safek should Psak Shil Chazaka. Now, if we don't go after the Chazaka, we go after the Rov. Now, the Rov is Machriya, the Chazaka tells us it's a Psak, it's out of Chesfekas. And the Rov tells us, no, there's a Rov. So therefore, the Rov is Goyrem, that we don't follow, the Rov causes, we don't follow the Psak of Chazaka. The Lehefech, Yev Shalomah, you can't be say that the Chazak is poil in the Safek, that it won't be going to the Din Rov, it won't cause the Din Rov. Because Rov is not a Psak mitzad HaSfekas. Sha'arei Rov Rubo Kekula. It's also an Indian of Rov, and that's not an Indian of Sfekas at all. Chinzeshayach. So there you can't say, so Rov can neutralize the Chazaka. The Chazaka can't neutralize the Rov. Because the Chazaka is a psad mitzad al chasfekis. And the Rov says, don't be mistapik, follow the Rov. But you can't say, the Chazaka paskin the suffix Rov. Not to be mistapek, because Rov is a mitzah of Sfekas. Ruba Kukul is also an Indian of Rov. That's not an Indian of Sfekas at all. Therefore, we say that the Chazaka doesn't neutralize the Rov neutralizes the Chazaka. It says, don't be mistapek, that will make you go after the Chazaka. That's only Shaykh and Chazakas that are Psak mitzah of Sfekas. So there you would say, Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adif. Hashem came b'cheskes mammon, which isn't a Psak mitzah of Sfekas, it's mitzah of mammon. There, we don't have a cloud of Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Because there, it's not a Psak in the Hilchot Sfekas. The Rov tells you, don't be mistapik. But here, it's a different type of Chazaka. Here, the Cheskes Mammon isn't the Psak mitzad Hilchot Sfekas, mitzad Etzma Mammon. And therefore, the Rov doesn't help with saying, don't be mistapik, because it's not a din in Hilchot Sfekas, it's a din in Etzim HaMammon. And for Shmuel holds, Ein Hulchem B'Mammon Achar Rov, rather we go after the Cheskes Mammon. So this is a good psicha to Maseches Bar Yetzia. And Yitz Hashem, we will hopefully continue, and we will see more and more Nefilos Rabbis Vigdolos Vatsumos Nitelas Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.